Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up,
Tony Seth? Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ain't that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Hey, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday, fun day. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl on the MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up. We back. We missed y'all, and we know y'all missed us because y'all was calling. Let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. Hey, my dude, that rap star, my girl, Niecy, what it do?
Hey, what's everybody? What's up with everybody?
Yeah. How y'all feel today, man? I don't know. It's beautiful here. It's lovely. You know what I'm saying? Sun shining, birds was chirping, temperature was nice. How y'all feeling? Good?
I'm good. We good over here. It's just, the weather's kind of, you know, it dropped, you know, 64 degrees and everything is cool. I wish I can get that 80 and 90 degree weather back, you know, because that's what I feel like.
You be on that bullshit. We had that conversation. I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm with you, Niecy.
I love the heat. I love the heat.
I know.
Must be that Puerto Rican blood in me, but I love that.
74. No, 72, 74.
I go for that.
Enough.
Yeah, ain't nobody
like
trying to blink and sweat.
I'm
what you going through, Ralph?
Man. I like, hey, what can I say? I like my temperature like I like my hip hop, straight 90s. You know what I'm saying?
Straight hot in a bit.
Okay.
Straight 90s.
Blinking, you sweating. What kind of shit? Ain't nobody got time for that, dog. Ain't nobody got time for that. But, hey, man, we got some things we're going to get off into. You know what I'm saying? We keep it litty. We keep it messy because it's just what we do. But we do that, we're going to get into these Dollhouse announcements. Royalty, go ahead and do it for us, and then we'll be right back for that where they do that at.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. all shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was a lovely royalty. Letting us know what's popping at Dollhouse. And if you're just not tuning in, you hear we're all talking on Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you want to say something, hit the 1. And then if you did it by mistake, if you hit it again, it'll take it back. We won't even bite unless that's what you like. But, hey, what's good, rap star?
Yo, what's popping, yo? Hey, yo, I got some stories right here. You know, this story is actually, you know, I think it's absolute asinine and crazy how the whole story went down. But within this month, I want to say maybe about like a week or so, there was an officer. This was down in Texas, Dallas, Texas. But Officer R. Geiger, I think that's her last name is, of the Dallas Police Department has been charged with manslaughter after walking into an apartment that she thought was hers, but it wasn't, and shot a man twice in the stomach because she thought it was a burglary. She'd been on the police force for about like 4 years. So the story happened actually, you know, with the affidavit of the actual thing that happened. She said that she was getting off of work. She was off duty. She was just getting off of work. She came home to her apartment building, but she actually went to the wrong apartment building. She actually went to a floor above where she actually lived at, and she had like a key fob, and she was trying to, you know, get herself in the door. And when she found out the door was kind of half open, she opened it and found a black man. Now, yes, I'm going to say he was a black man, and Amber, the police officer, was white. Because she thought it was her apartment, she assumed that he was an intruder. She said some demanding words, you know, like, get on the ground, put your hands up, this, that, and the third. And she shot the man twice in the stomach, killing him. The city's in an outrage right now. She was actually released out on bond. She bonded herself, I want to say, within that night, with only a couple hours. And this is just, this is beyond, you know, police brutality. Like, where they do that at, where a cop can actually misplace their address, their home of residence, with somebody else thinking that they are in their house. Meanwhile, they are the intruder, and they end up shooting the resident of that house. Where do they do that at? Niecy, STL, tell me what the fuck is going on with this world, man.
Hey, the way I heard about this story, I actually got tense when they interviewed the chief of police, who is a black woman. I mean, when it comes to that kind of thing, they need to give her the highest penalty they can. There's already things that have surfaced that said when you walked in this man's door, even his attorney said that there was he has a huge red mat that's right as soon as you walk in his door. To me, I'm looking at her like, what was you on? What was in your system that you went to the wrong door on the wrong floor, the wrong apartment, and you just go in, it's already ajar. Why would you not give commands even from outside the door? Like, it doesn't make sense. The whole thing just doesn't make sense. Me, personally, I think they was fucking keeping it 100. Now, that's just my opinion. That hasn't come out of any news outlets. Nobody has said that. But honestly, I think they was fucking around. And I think she was on something, or she wanted to get back at him for something. I think they was messing around. It might take a minute, but nobody has really shed any light on the story. The day that that it surfaced and it actually came to, onto the news outlets, the head of the police force said that they were looking for, they were trying to get an affidavit to pick her up on manslaughter, and they were asking her, well, do you know where she is at this time and all this other stuff? And she's like, no, I don't know. When we find those things out, we'll relay that to you. Get the fuck out of here. They already knew where she was and what they were going to do with her. The point is it going to travel through the judicial system? To be honest, everybody can't skate. Everybody can't skate. There has to be one casualty. Somebody got to take one for the team. They get in the way with too many things as is. Somebody got to take one for the team. She's still considered. She's not. It's not like she's a veteran officer of 20 years. She's been on the force for 4 years. Where is your cognitive sense to walk into the wrong apartment and just get to unload? You didn't see. Do you have a big ass red mat when you walk in your door? What you thought the motherfucking intruder box you would give? Bitch, what you thought? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, I would like, where do they do that at? What Nishi, what you think about that? I ain't buying it. I think they fuck.
It don't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense to me. You don't know where the fuck you live at? Like, that's just like me. Like, I live in a one-family house. It's a one-family across the street from me. It's a two-family next door. How I look just walking up in a motherfucker house? You know what I mean? That bitch knew what she was doing, and she used that for an excuse. You know, obviously. I do know they said that when they searched the house or something, looked through the house, they found weed or whatever, but that doesn't give her the right. You know what I'm saying? That's not an excuse. That's the story that she told us. I mean, not us, but you know what I'm saying, the public, the world. That's the story she told her captain. Something else was going on. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you don't know
so
where you live at
that,
on the
though?
Wrong
who
floor?
Who said that they found it? She said she found it, or somebody investigating
it. Yeah,
the scene said they found
it. I guess the investigator teams. You know, the investigators that came there, you know, to the apartment after the shooting was done. You know, that they must have looked through his apartment or whatever, and they found weed. I mean, that's not an excuse for you to kill this man. No, I don't care a damn if your door. They do say, the one thing they do say is the police are free to enter if your door is open. You know what I'm saying? I do know that for a fact. I've been in a case where, you know what I mean, I got caught up in some shit I ain't had nothing to do with because I was at people's house. But they were going to their door to let someone out. The door is considered open. So the police really don't have to have your permission at that point to walk in if it's open. They can just step in just like anybody else.
It's
just
an invite.
You know, yeah, exactly. That's why they tell motherfuckers, you know, keep your door locked. Keep your screen door closed, locked, something got to be locked, not just wide open, you know. So, you know, even though I get the case, it's still the point. You know what I mean? His door was open, so it was something else going on. Maybe she knew the brother had that weed. Maybe she knew, you know, like you said, it was a personal relationship. But then why did she want to kill him, though? You had a personal relationship with him. Something, it was something more to it. And they not looking at the bigger picture like they're, you know, there's his story. He can't tell it. He's not around to tell it. And it's her story, and there's the middle. So all we got is her story. We don't know the middle, but somebody has to know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody in the community, somebody has to know. She ain't going to tell it, of course. You think, what the fuck? Why would she tell it? You know what I'm saying? Why would she? You know, if she can get off and she think they're going to help her, you know, because you know the police, there's some dirty, a lot of them, not all of them. Some of them are some good cops, but, you know, there's a lot of dirty motherfuckers, and they're going to help each other.
Right, and they also said that the police department, it took them actually 3 days to arrest her when the actual crime
because
actually
because they probably weren't going to. They probably weren't going to, but they got that pressure put on them. You know what I'm saying?
That's
their
homie.
They weren't. Yeah, they're not. They look out for each other. That bitch would still be walking around.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for, like, what, the mayor or somebody, someone put the pressure on them, or that city was probably going to get turned upside down because, you know, it's unfortunate that we tear our own shit up. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this, if you go tear the motherfucker shit up, go tear their area. You know what I'm saying? Go to his, go to her family area and tear their neighborhood up. You know what I mean? Don't tear that, you know, us as black and brown people, we tear up where we live at. You know, but they knew it was going to be hell to pay. A lot of cops were going to die. A lot of folks, you know what I mean? It was going down. They had no choice. They have no choice. And, you know, if that's crazy that that's the only time that we stand together, is, you know, I
mean, to be honest,
like
this drastic happening.
And you're absolutely right, Macy. That you hit the nail on the head. It has to be shit like this that bring up that make us want to come together as a people.
But we out here every day. I be looking at these niggas around here like y'all over here like y'all in the motherfucking wild wild west.
But let it be one a Caucasian motherfucker and a shot of black man. Y'all motherfuckers want to do this, you want to do that, you want to tear up shit, you want to riot.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mad because you can't go nowhere in your community.
That's what I say.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what I say. I'd be like, damn, why they tearing up the Chinese man? I mean, if the Chinese motherfucker did something to you, that's a different story. But I'm not saying it's okay to tear it up. But why tear up, like, you know, the store across the street from you? What the fuck, bitch? Where you gonna go to now?
Mm-hmm.
Why tear up the grocery store right down the street? That's the only grocery store within a half hour
walking
from where the hell you had. Your mama got to walk there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Grandma, Auntie Patty, that ain't even your real aunt, but you grew up thinking that was your aunt. She got to walk. She's 65, 75 years old. Nigga, you know you go across the street to the store or down the block.
Get
why would you care that? Go over there where they ass live. Go over there where the motherfucker, where the chief of police live at. Tear his neighborhood up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to tear some shit. You know what I mean? They knew that the peoples was finna act a fool. They probably had already begun, you know what I'm saying? And it's already been screened, you know, that man's family. Like, you know what I'm saying? If something ain't done, you know, these motherfuckers go act up. You know how us peoples do.
Like, somebody had to make, she's going to be the example.
That makes
but my
no
thing
sense.
What about her being the example? They gonna make an
no,
example out
make,
of her.
No. What she did makes no sense. Sorry about that.
I think they was like I said. This just from outside looking in, none of it gels. None of it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And if it don't make sense, this shit ain't
right.
I believe that they was fucking around. And he's right. There's a lot missing. There's a couple of pieces missing. It's such a fucked up puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you, if you had to have something in your system in some way, did you get off from I want to know, did you get off and clock out and go maybe to the bar and have you a drink before you came home or something like that? You had a hard day. But it just does, none of it makes sense. Like, you went into this man's apartment and just, you killed this dude. What got me
was once you start living in an apartment complex and there's people living in the complex, rather if you are bound to see people who live in that apartment complex once or twice, you know, you might not see them every day, but you get a feel if you've been there for so long, who lives where. So you mean to tell me you didn't recognize this man from living in the apartment complex? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just didn't make sense
that
you didn't recognize who he was. So you thought you know, he's an intruder. Be like, hey, you know, his name is Gene. Like, Gene, John, what you doing here? Shit don't make sense. It just don't make sense at all. They're making it seem like he was just a complete stranger, but the man lived above her.
They go try, and the thing that pisses me off, and his family especially needs to be pissed off about this. They're going to do whatever they can to drag his name through the mud to make the victim in this case look bad. Just like the thing with the nigga had a sack or something. I mean, what the fuck? What is relevant about that? You walked in this man's apartment and you murdered this dude. You know what I'm saying? Who gives a fuck about that? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, in some way, you have to smear his name. Oh, well, he was smoking a motherfucking blunt. Who cares? But what she did was wrong, and I'm hoping that they're going to make an example out of her. They're going to take her through the ringer. She is, as such, it should be that way. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to take the fall. All of y'all motherfuckers can't get away with murder. You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Legal murderers, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of y'all can't get away with it. Just saying, oh, I felt fear of my life. I felt I was in for my life. If every motherfucker could say that, you're going to have a lot of corpses on your fucking hands. More than you do now. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't make no sense, dog. I can't vibe with it. I don't know. I hope it doesn't get swept under the rug, because in another, you know, month or so, we won't even probably hear anything else about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, where does it stand? What happened to her? Is she going to trial? Like, we probably won't hear no more about this. You know what I'm saying? We'll be on to the next murder. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be swept under the rug. Ain't nobody going to, you know what I'm saying? Will his family get any vindication? He was young. Dude still had his whole life ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? But that, hey, I think they was messing around. I ain't going to even lie. That's the only thing I could see. And she came in there, or she had something in her system from some work that she wasn't supposed to have. I'm just saying. That's the only way. I don't see it no other way. But I hope there's some justice that's given to his family. But hey man, it's just about I need a little son. It's about 4:20 somewhere. So you know we gotta pay the bills and get in the break. So hey, we gonna get that 4:20 break in. You know what I'm saying? Go on ahead, smoke them if you got them. Let's do that rap star holler. Let's go. Dollhouse, we out here. Yeah, that was our very own Rap Star 412 with his new single, Holler. Hey, if you just tuned in, you hear with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Get at us. Line still open, 646-595-4038. If you want to say something, hit the one. Now it's time for the hot seat. I was amused by this. I was amused by this one. And I thought it was good because it needed to be done, damn it. Recently, Webby, as you know, Webby, who the musician, rapper, producer, recently they were flaming him on social media. Well, some people were praising him, some people were flaming him. But recently he came home to his studio. And you know, above the studio there are, you know, some rooms and things of that nature, you know what I'm saying? So he hears a noise, you know what I'm saying? He's like, okay, what's going on? He goes upstairs. So there was a total of three young men, two of which were his teenage sons. There was, I don't know if the third young man, these are all young black boys, were upstairs in the room with a very young, underage, Caucasian female. Now, he said he busted in the room, like, what the hell going on in here? Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? The one gentleman that isn't his son tried to break and get out of the house, and he told his son, you better not let him get out of here because all y'all niggas is going down. First of all, you got three young black men. He said they had their clothes on, but they were all in the bed together. So my thing is he walked in on the situation before it could actually happen. You know what I'm saying? When you have the day and age we live in, it's no way. That's some train shit. That y'all ain't up there playing no video games. Y'all are three young black men in America. You have no business having this underage white girl up there laying in bed with her. Do you know what you're setting yourself up for? All it takes is for her to walk out of there and yes, Lord.
Scream rape.
Yes, Lord. So, right. So people was like blaming him, like, you know, like, why would you do? What people were mad about was that he put them on IG. He said, y'all want to be grown? We finna show people how grown you are. So he went live. Everybody embarrassed them, like, set them out. He said, call your parents. I need their number. Call them right now. Because they finna know what's going on. Y'all got life, like, effed up. So people was kind of pissed off about, oh, well, the young lady, you know, you didn't have any right to put her face out there on, you know, on live and IG and all that. But she put herself in that situation. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know, let me go to the mom. I'm going to go to Honey Dip first. Honey Dip, if your son's daughters or daughter is in just with all these men in the bed, how would you have handled that situation? Do you think he was wrong as a parent?
And you know what? That's looking at it. Some men are going to be like, you know, him yelling at them is one thing, but I would have been calling their parents, and the parents should have been over there whooping them little motherfucking little bitches' asses straight like that. I'd have been fucking them up. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that he should have put, you know what I'm saying, them little girls online like that. That's not cool, you know? He should have, like, when he asked about their parents, he should have made sure. He a black man. He could have definitely got, you know, their information. Them girls would have gave it up. You know what I'm saying?
He did it on live. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like on live. Like, I was watching the tape. Like, he is fired up.
See, some fathers think that shit, you know, it's fucked up to say, but you got some fathers who think that shit is cool. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
I'm wondering, is he calling the little girl, saying it about the little girl? Because some fathers be like, high five, you know, you got that ass. You know, you got you some pussy or whatever. You know what I mean? Some head. You got a lot of fathers like that. But in all naturality, I think that crossed the line, posting the, you know what I'm saying, the kids online like that. You know?
So you feel like
that's
when he went
the
live, on the live at yelling
he
at them,
if he was gonna do it, do to your own fucking kids. You know, he could have did that
shit
after. Yeah. He didn't have a right to do that to them little girls like that. You know, I don't like that.
Well, it was just that one little girl, and it was three of them, and two of them was his sons. I think the little girl was like 15 or 16. So it was two his young sons, and it was the third young man
if I want to say he might have been a friend or, like, he might have been, like, a cousin, but two of the young gentlemen was his son. So it's all them upstairs in this room in the bed with this little young – she was, like, 16. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole scenario – that shit, because you'll fuck around and you'll be the next story of the next month, or they'll be coming for his money over something that don't have shit to do with him. That nigga say, Webby say, they don't even have doors on their rooms no more. That's how old school he went on. He said, I want to see everything you do.
Yeah,
that
see,
nigga took the doors
off. Yeah, you know, ain't no
kids,
privacy in my
mother's bedroom.
Yeah, and I agree with, you know what I'm saying, to that. There is no privacy in my house. There is. I just walked up in the motherfucking room of my daughter the other day. Even she's 21. I don't give a fuck. Bitch, what? She jumped up scared. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to make sure her little girlfriend wasn't up there because I done told her, said that little motherfucker got to go home. You know what I'm saying? So I was, you know, because you don't know what's going on upstairs. You know what I'm saying? My fat ass,
right.
I may got to hold that rail and get up there, but goddamn it, I'm coming. You never know. Because I be checking closets, under beds, in the other rooms, because I got a six-bedroom house, so definitely three bedrooms upstairs. I'm checking all the closets. I'm checking under beds. They be looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. I be dead fucking serious. When they leave out, I'm going up there looking. I said don't plug that electric heater up. I be dead fucking serious. I'm coming up there.
No.
They don't need that. Mm-mm. I said don't do this and don't do that. Didn't I tell you? I don't give a damn. Long as you live up in under my roof. You go on, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna never have no real privacy. It is what it is. You can be 35, bitch. Go get your own privacy. Get your own. Grown folks pay bills in their own shit. In their own
that
shit.
That way. And make the rules.
You want privacy? Yeah. I'd have been, you know what I'm saying? So he had every right to walk in on them. As you know what I'm saying? See, the difference is Caucasian white folks, they don't, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna knock. Bitch, I'm not. This is my house. What the hell I'm knocking for? And wait, and if you tell me, wait a minute. I got daughters, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't waiting for shit because we already know. That was me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep it real. I snuck the motherfucker in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, and he had to hide in the goddamn closet. So I know what I did. And I'm not going to say, never going to say not mine. You know, so... Real talk, I ain't hiding. Ain't you? You can't hide nothing up in this motherfucker. I'm checking drawers. Not that a person could fit in there, but drugs could fit in the motherfucking drawers. You know what I'm saying? I'll check your fucking pockets because, matter of fact, I got to go up here because my daughter worked third shift. I'm going upstairs. Think I ain't. I'm going up because I got to pick up her clothes all on the damn floor. 21 years old. That shit driving me crazy. I'm going up there to get that shit up, and I'm checking pockets. She may be listening at work. I'm checking pockets. You know what I'm saying? Don't
she
let me
at
find
work
nothing
sweating
up in
like
my
a
house.
Motherfucker on the line. She at work sweating like a motherfucker. She almost dropped whatever she had in her hand.
And yep, don't get her.
Rest on. What
you
think
what?
About
that
situation, that. Dog? What you think about that?
You know what? I think, like, all right, he handled it, you know. Quite like he handled, even with the putting it up on social media, because now you get to him doing that, that clarifies any miscommunication. So even if, let's say, the young lady went and said that, oh, these boys raped me and everything like that, this could be like, well, no, it was not rape because you was willing. You was a willing participant in it. So it's not like they forced you to do something. You know, I'm not, you know,
but
down in the whole situation. But I'm saying, like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, no, you can't do it. Because if the shoe was on the other foot and something did happen, they'd be posting the boys, all of their faces up on the social media network and everything. Like, no, them. Parents need the right. They have the right to know that your daughter's out here being a little floozy. You know, where are they at? Where are they at?
How come you ain't hit your daughter or knowing where the fuck they at? Where the fuck they at? Yeah, like you the.
Listen,
the fuck
you know
you
what?
Mean?
You know what though, rap star? No, because to be honest, just because he put them down, you got to stop. You know, I'm a detective, okay? So you got to stop and you got to think. Just because he put them on social media, now I haven't seen any of this. Now you're gonna make me go look, but he put them on social media and. That does not mean that she still can't say they made her do it. Did she say on social media, did he say, did my sons make you do this? You understand what I'm saying? That could be as though, taken as she was scared. She felt intimidated. You know what I'm saying? So she just stood there or just laid there or whatever the situation is. So at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that she can't still scream rape. You understand what I'm saying? Baby,
you
he
right.
don't know.
You
what,
right.
Nobody knows what was going on. He didn't just walk in with the camera out. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like he said, it was trying. The other child had a chance to get up and try to run. So obviously, the whatever they were doing stopped. You see what I'm saying? They stopped in the process of what they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So him asking, "What the fuck you doing?" Or you know, you as a parent. As a black parent,
busting the room on them, like,
what
are y'all doing
in
here?
What the fuck is y'all doing? All those questions,
right.
All that time, then he take out his phone. Now he got to find the motherfucking Instagram app. You see what I'm saying? That's time. And anybody would say that, you know, you got a grown-ass man over this child, the little white girl. You know what I mean? Come on, we got to really look at it for what it's worth, even though, you know what I mean? Yeah, he put it on there, and it's time in between everything. She could also say she was intimidated. She was scared. You know what I'm saying? She could say anything. It does not mean that they didn't make her do it. It doesn't say that they did make her do it either. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I'll be a little,
as a parent, but it doesn't cover those boys.
Well,
you know
I'll be
I'm
a
saying?
Little skeptical because. I'd be a little skeptical because if I had, you know, boys their age and there's somebody else that's not their age, let alone a female, they're not coming in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to
be in the age group. I'm not going to have my 17-year-old pal around with somebody 14. Like, y'all your rabbit ass mind. You know, no, all y'all got to be either within, like, a year or two within that range.
Well, obviously,
to come in this house.
Little motherfuckers was all up in there like that. Like you said,
well,
like,
that's
no,
what
didn't
I'm saying.
His intent
is like you gotta
promotion.
Understand who's up in your house. You gotta understand, you know,
yeah.
that's your house.
But, see,
you
but then when you come home, but you know what? At the end of the day, come on, we're talking about reality. When you come home, hell, I come in the house now. I could tell, like, instance the other day, my daughter leave the door for upstairs open. I'm thinking she upstairs. She's not upstairs. You know what I'm saying? I'm screaming her name or whatever, and of course, don't nobody answer. I'm coming up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, in all naturality, sometimes what if the door, there's times the door is shut and it's quiet.
Right.
And it's quiet up there. And I'm thinking she at work and she is up there. But I don't go up there every goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? If I hear some noise or whatever, so he heard commotion and he went up there. He might not even knew the motherfucking kids was home. You know what I'm saying?
And
I mean,
it was 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He was going, this was at his studio. Right.
Oh,
so this was
okay.
at his studio. It was 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and he heard something. He was like, what the hell? So he goes upstairs, and I'm guessing there's some bedrooms or areas where you can sleep. You walk
to the studio. Damn.
Yeah. And they in the studio. It's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning at that young age. What the fuck you doing with three young men? Y'all ain't playing Madden? What you doing with three motherfucking – come on, man. You know, went to this dude, y'all in the bed together. He said, now, when he walked in, he did say that they were closed, but there's no telling what he actually prevented or walked in on. It was 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. What the fuck you doing? She's like 15, 16. What the fuck? Bitch, what you doing out 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning? Like, you stinking and drinking, like you coming from the east side. What you doing? What's your thought process?
I'm saying both. You know, the Caucasian kids could do what the hell they want, majority of them. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? You know, my daughter mix and that white part, it don't, you know, it ain't hidden. It ain't hidden. I'll fuck her up like a straight black mama that I am. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. If you don't know where your child is at, you have a problem. But a lot of these kids run wild.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? The mamas and daddies or whatever, whoever she lived with might have been sleeping a little bit, snuck out the window, or they just didn't give a fuck. Or they gone doing them. You know, motherfucker be at work, and you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody to supervise them. She's 15, 16 years old. Ain't nobody keeping an eye on her. They entrusting that she would do the right thing. So nine times out of ten, I would say she took out. She snuck out.
Yeah.
5 o'clock, man. 4, 5 o'clock. I commend him for, you know, checking the situation. People might not like how he did what he did, but he could have saved his sons and kept them out the system based off what somebody would have allegedly said, or even, like, he saved a can of worms from getting opened that never needed to even exist in the first place. But, hey, I ain't even mad at him, because I remember doing little sneaky shit like that. My mama was one of them. If I ain't hurt, I don't want nobody in my motherfucking house. And I tried it. I tried it.
You know, kids gonna try. But you, like you said, they was in the studio. I thought they were at home. You know,
no, they was
they
in the studio. And he heard something
upstairs. In the house. The studio was in the house. But the studio was in his home.
I don't know if it was in his house or if it was a separate, you know, studio. I'm not sure about that. They didn't say.
What the hell the kids say?
But, hey, I'm not mad at that. So, man, they can kill that and trying to air him out on social media. I commend what you did, and you probably saved your son from a hell of a situation. And that little thought, she need to go sit down and get her thought process together. I'm sorry. I talk about the kids, too. But anyway, we going to go ahead and get a quick break in. And we got to come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. They always want to know what honey dip thinking. So let's get that Lone Star J.A. mad, and then we're going to come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. Let's go, Dollhouse. That Lone Star J, they mad. You locked in with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. It's time for those honey dip thoughts. Honey dip.
I got two things. Yo.
Oh,
I had a pretty cool weekend. Lord, pretty cool week. yesterday was my birthday. It was a little bit depressing or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, happy
birthday. Happy belated birthday, boo.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. But you know what I'm saying? It's like any other day. Every day is my birthday because I'm alive, goddammit. But, you know, I ran into seeing some shit online that really got under my skin. You know what I'm saying? And I shouldn't let it get under my skin. If it wasn't for my graphics designer, the graphics artist, Daryl Mark, he wouldn't, yeah, because I could throw his name out there. He wouldn't, he, you know, stayed on me and helped me get through it because I was stressed out. I was ready to get on the phone, call motherfucker, cuss them the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, you know, I have to learn sometimes that no matter even that even if it's family and you're doing business with family, that is keep it for what it is, straight like business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because family will fuck you before the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real.
Absolutely.
I got a hand, not even a full hand, a full of motherfuckers that I share. You motherfuckers out there in the land, in the world, believe that you know everything about me, and you really don't. You know what I'm saying? Oh, know that I'm crazy than a motherfucker. Yes, that's true. But there's other parts of me that motherfuckers really don't know. You know what I'm saying? But my family, I think, you know, it's distant family too. It's not, you know what I'm saying, like my father's side, you know, or even my mother's side, like my mother's side know more deep in detail. You know what I'm saying? But like my father's side, I kind of like, you know, I only let them see so much, you know, but when you bring your family members into your life, you know what I mean, and they ask to be part of your life and what's going on, I expect you to, you know what I'm saying, have some type of loyalty to me when I put you on the forefront. I put you out there where you nobody was checking for your motherfucking ass before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And things, it affects me when I see it online, when you haven't done what you need to do for me, with the whole reason for you being part of my life. When you haven't did it, you've done it, but you didn't do it correctly. And when you've been told repeatedly to go back and redo it or to fix the situation and you haven't done it, and then I see you doing everything else in the motherfucking world, you know what I'm saying? When you wouldn't have those things or have those opportunities if it wasn't for a bitch like me putting you on. You know what I'm saying? Don't burn the bridges. You know what
but
I'm
it
saying?
Sound
I'm the
like it's not,
club.
It sounds like it's a priority thing. Like, damn, it's like I'm helping you out, but you making me bottom level priority. I see you out here doing all projects, but what about what we discussed? That's
mm-hmm.
bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, it ain't even just the priorities. I guess it's just like, you know, fuck it. She gonna take it any way that you want, but Nick, you won't be getting the things that you're getting if it wasn't for me, because at the end of the day, it's still my name. It's still my name at the top of everything. My name. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Out of everybody, and I'm keeping it real, out of everybody, my name is nationwide. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the world may not know it, but trust me, I've had plenty of motherfucking fan base from UK, from shit, Africa, and I can't. And, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but you know what I'm saying? They get on my damn nerves, but my shit reaches worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like a fat motherfucker like me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like a big girl. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, this motherfucker's looking at this cat all day long on internet or buying DVDs or buying CDs. And motherfuckers watch me all over social media. I am one of the few girls who actually interact on social media with my fans. You know what I'm saying? Some of them just only work on Twitter. I'm jumping all around on all different types of social media and try to interact. You know what I mean? Because I want them to know, like, just, you know, that I'm human too. Oh, shit, I got problems just like you. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's still business, you know? And so when I bring a family member into, you know, into my world, please don't let me find out you're trying to play me. Oh, my God. Please don't let me find out that you're trying to make a fool out of me.
You
know,
I'm playing you crazy before anybody else will.
Yo. Well, they know I'm crazy. They know I'm crazy. Now, see, I guess, you know, having my graphic designer, he speaks up or whatever, because I've been letting the guys handle it. But every now and then, I got to chastise motherfuckers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they fucking kids. You know, and when I got to do all of that, that's the headache for me. Because we know I go from zero to a million real fucking quick. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for me to hold that shit down. It's hard. I'm a work in progress. Trust me when I say so. And things become hard for me. I be, you know, you could be family and I'd be ready to take it to the street. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's not a good thing, but at the end of the day, that's me, and I'm still a work in progress, and I'm trying to learn. But if I feel that you're using my name or my brand in any type of way or for the wrong type of way, you know what I'm saying, negative, for me it's negative because you're just saying, fuck me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not having it. And I take me busting it open real serious because I bust it open for the motherfucking world. Then I also, I bring people into my home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I bring the world into my life. I let you see only but so much, but I still let you see, like, I live in a regular house like you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't live in a shoebox, you know what I mean? But I still live in a house. I still got basic, you know, situations. I still do lives. I do, you know what I mean? I cut back on my lives. I really have. You know, some days I'll do five, and then I won't do no more until I do a show. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know that trust. You know, trust is earned. It really is. You know, it's earned, especially with me. Like I said, I don't even have a handful of motherfuckers that I fuck with. In my own city, I can tell you it's two motherfuckers I fuck with. Real talk. Who know everything pretty much about me. One being my graphic designer. Another one being a female.
My thing is, I'm trying to figure out why he hasn't taken the time. You know what I'm saying? I see it as a priority thing more than a loyalty thing. It's like, he like, fuck you. He just bumping you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this should have been rectified. Like, don't take your, you should have been taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Why should you have to wait?
Been taken care of.
Just as
easy. Why should I have to wait? And now
you did it. You should be able to undo it.
If the shit is done wrong, do you understand what I'm saying? Fix it. Fix the situation. You know what I'm saying? Fix the situation so that we can move on to the next level. But it shouldn't have to be repeated over and over and over again. I'm angry. I'm mad. And I'm hurt. You know why? Because the hurt part, with the angry and the mad, you know, that come first with me any fucking way. But that hurt part, that is because you my people. And I got everybody putting you on a pedestal. That is weird. You know what I'm saying? I have everybody like, no, these my peoples. I'm trying to help my peoples. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers want to know why you don't put nobody on. But motherfucker, I can't even put my you know, the people, you know, closest to me on.
Is the person under contract?
No, and motherfucker
with Truth Nation?
No, we're not under. It's not a contract, but I know now that that's what it has to be for anybody, anything,
thank
and everything.
You. People, hey, I ain't
now,
trying to be funny.
Now,
quick.
I just
trying to
felt
be funny.
Like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? The only person I could say is loyal and down and true is my graphic designer. At the end of the day, that motherfucker will go through hell and high water for me. He get on my nerves some goddamn time, and we done had issues and stuff. But at the end of the day, we are friends. We really are friends, but we also understand business. You know what I'm saying? We understand business. You know, and that's the person. He's by my side through a lot of shit. You know what I mean? On the road, you know, went out of town with a bitch. He done been down with me. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers get mad at me because I'll be like, we going to put this under contract. You're like, hey, you will put me under contract? You damn straight. At the end of the day, I'm a business woman. If
everybody is
all
like,
the
I got
time,
everybody else.
I would never do this. I would never do that. But, hey, at the end of the day, if you know that you would never do it, you don't have no problem signing this piece of paper if you know you bought that. You know what I'm saying? If you get it to get things done and you a person of your word, you just signing this piece of paper just acknowledging that you understand our agreement. You know what I'm saying? This is business. At the end of the day, especially when it comes to family and friends, it's still business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But see, I haven't been bringing no family in other than my children. You understand what I'm saying? That's it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Other than my children, and yes, my children do play a big part in,
you know, a lot of people ain't for real straight up with their kids about what they're doing. I am. And they're older now, and they've always known from day one what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it is what it is. But, you know, those are, you know, they've been seen in some, you know what I mean, not porn, but, you know, on my show and, you know, talking and little shit like that. My makeup, certain times, you know, one done did the makeup. She done sat, you know, through the show. Shit, one of them done went out of town with me and was responsible for my hair, you know. So they play their parts, but, you know, I'm learning. I'm still a work in progress, and I know now that the distant family and any other friends, other, you know, other than that, it's got to be on paper. I can no longer, you know what I'm saying?
And don't
you
take
know,
a
I keep everybody
business.
Else. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to handle that business. I'm going to learn my lesson. Trust me. What I saw, I was mad. I was real angry. And, you know, God put shit out there for you to see at the damnedest time. Mm-hmm. You know, and then once I seen that, I started investigating Mo. It was a wrap then. I couldn't stop. I'm addicted to being a detective.
The detective is in the building, y'all. The detective is white. Detective White is in the building, baby.
And real quick, while we just still got a few short seconds, ladies and gentlemen, never trust a motherfucker that don't want to, when you say you want them to get tested before y'all have any type of, you know what I'm saying, you know, penetration, and when they don't want to get tested, it shows you that they up to no goddamn good and something ain't right about that motherfucker. That's
right.
All I want to say.
Mm.
That's for that last,
absolutely.
You know.
Damn.
But that goes
damn.
To the last conversation that we, last show we did, the last two shows, in my part of my segment, about that person that I was dealing with. And when a motherfucker don't want to go get tested and they don't put your health even, and they know that it's bothering you, and they don't want to put that shit out there, you know what I'm saying? Come on, let's go do this together. And they don't want to do
and
it.
This,
you don't
I
need
love,
to fuck
I love
with them.
That. Like even when I was doing the whole open relationship thing, we went together. You know what I'm saying? It was ritual that we went together. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so
yeah,
real quick.
Even though I've known the person 30 years.
It don't matter.
I've known the person for 30 years, but he feels
swim.
As because exactly. This motherfucker telling me, but I'm not letting you insert me. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, like, come on, let's go do this together. I really already know. I had just had a test. You know, but even if he, you know what I'm saying, he did or he didn't, let's do this for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because to be quite honest,
absolutely.
I'm not fucking nobody. I ain't been fucking nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially no raw shit. I don't do semen. I'm keeping it fucking real. I don't like coming in this pussy. It is what the fuck it is. I don't like tripping for 72 hours. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hang.
Ugh.
No, my panties need to stay white. You know what I'm saying?
Got him.
Only thing coming out this body is my own fluids. You got that? I don't even play on a fucking game. I don't want to know each his own, but I need my pussy to stay nice and fresh. This motherfucker's a tenderoni, and I need it to stay that way. So for my age, my pussy's tight. You know what I'm saying? And as some folks say, I can do tricks with this motherfucker. I need to continue to be able to do
my.
This. Plus, I shoot porn, and I'll be damned. I've never caught nothing in the industry. I ain't caught no motherfucking disease in God. You know what I'm saying? It's so, I ain't had nothing in all these years out of everything I've done in my life. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been sick, and I'd be damned if I get sick from, you know what I'm saying, somebody from my past that I grew up around. Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, please. I don't even answer the phone. Nigga, what?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Hey, look,
yesterday.
Y'all,
you know?
This shit, look, this shit is crazy out here, man. Everybody stay tested. Know your status. Tell them how to reach
exactly.
out to y'all, because we about to get out of here. Know your status.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. Bookings. If you want to book me, you can go through Ralph_Terry at gmail.com. My bad. And
No, sorry. I got to back it up. Hotmail.com. And, yes, Hotmail.com. Ralph_Terry@Hotmail.com. Like I said, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Niecy Honey Dip, you know, and I got the entertainers page, Niecy Honey Dip, XXX. You know, just look me up. I'm all over the motherfucking place. You know what I'm saying? And I'm open to them bookings, you know, deposit, be deposit ready. You want me to host, you want me to anything, deposit ready. I'm not coming if you're going to pay me when I get there. You could pay, you know, I'm going to need half down. I'm not as low. And I'm going to need that flight got to be together, and this goddamn room got to be right. And we ain't talking about putting me in the backyard. So let's make sure we got, you know, business is business.
Yep.
And paperwork will be signed. And you will be investigated because, you know, my manager is an investigator too.
It's not personal, it's business, y'all. Rap Star, what's up?
Yeah. You know, you can find me on Facebook, Cameron Cortez, my music fan base, my music page on Facebook, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit me on YouTube, Rap Star 412. You see all the videos that I'm posting out and everything like that. Also, hit me up on my SoundCloud. Where my song Holla is, it's also on YouTube too. And, oh yeah, and my Instagram, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. You already know how it is, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, y'all, we love y'all, man. We here next week, same bad time, same bad channel. We see y'all then. Till then, we love y'all. We out. Raphael, stay lit. We gone.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit. Turn up, yeah, stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this,
oh my God,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Hell no.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah, stay lit. Yeah, stay lit.
Dollhouse Radio, all talk, no filter. We out.